the Broncos sitting here, their first two selections, Shane Ray out of Missouri and now Ty Sembrello out of Colorado State. What is next?
Well, I mean, you could, there's a lot of possibilities. You could see them go inside linebacker. You could see another offensive lineman because they're not done. Tight end, obviously the top two guys went off the board in Max Williams and Clive Walford, but you're getting to the next tier of tight ends. That's a potential possibility. Perhaps a reinforcement for the defensive line, maybe a nose tackle of the future could be in play as well.
Yes, definitely. A lot of different positions here where the Broncos can look at now. Now, we know that when we looked at the tight end class initially, we thought maybe there was two guys who kind of stuck out ahead of everybody else, but we saw them go off the board in the second round. That's Max Williams and also Clive Wolford out of Miami. But after those two, Mace, who else were we looking at?
Well, I think, there's a couple of guys I like for a third day potential or an even late second day like this one. And Nick O'Leary out of Florida State's one. He did a lot with Jameis Winston, obviously, down there. Maybe deeper in the draft if the Broncos went for a tight end later in the third day. Wes Saxton out of South Alabama is a very athletic guy who is a very raw prospect.
Yes.
And there's some others on the board.
I know that we just saw Tyler Croft go off the board out of Rutgers heading to the Bengals. Mm-hmm. So that's the tight end position, definitely somewhere that the Broncos may look, but also we mentioned nose tackle as well.
Yeah, and again, they've got Sylvester Williams and Marvin Austin as potential nose tackles, but both of them are really learning the position. That's something a direction they could go in here or at some point on day three.
At this point in the draft, where we're talking about guys that maybe a lot of people haven't done a lot of scouting on, or they're not household names, what are some of the things you're looking for? Are you looking for a guy who's more physical and can learn the position a little bit more and save him for, like John Elway likes to say, year two? Or are you trying to look for somebody who maybe is an experienced guy who's just hasn't been that household name who could come in and compete right away?
Well, I think maybe a little of both, but I think what you want most is upside and long-term potential. What is this guy's ceiling? Now that you're into the end of the third round and going into the third day tomorrow, you're not afraid to take some chances on high upside guys that maybe something is incomplete. Maybe they have good film but a lousy workout, or maybe their film was kind of shaky. They were inconsistent, but they absolutely nailed the workout, and they showed what kind of athleticism that they possess. And maybe you can figure out how to develop that. And then also guys that don't have a lot of experience. Now you're gonna. Instead of looking at three and 4 year starters, maybe it's a guy who started 1 year, so you're not really sure about that guy's consistency, and you want to see what you can do from here. But now you're starting to make more projections. You're kind of out of the realm of quote unquote sure things, if there is a such thing as a sure thing. And now you're looking at, okay, what's the upside? What is the ceiling for this guy if he gets proper coaching and a proper scheme?
Well, now we know this is where scouts make their money. This is where the scouts are all over the country. They're looking at these college players every single weekend, trying to see who could be a possibly good fit for the Broncos. And we know that they've addressed two positions so far in the draft in Shane Ray, one of the steals of maybe the first round, as he put it. He thought of himself as a bit of a steal there. And then they addressed a possible need at offensive line. So now you're getting to a point where, okay, maybe we can bring in a guy and have him compete, and maybe if he could maybe surprise some guys in camp.
Perhaps. I mean, you are getting to the point now where you're looking where maybe he's a starter, maybe he's not. Like
fringe guy.
Yeah. Sembrello, round two, you're hoping that he pushes for a starting job. Now round three, obviously you want more than the Broncos got last year from their third round pick. Now, the way things developed, there was no playing time for Michael Schofield, but hopefully whoever the third round pick is will be able to contribute a little bit more.
Okay, and we're about to find that now. The Broncos pick is in, and we are waiting for it, and that is Jeff Howerman from Ohio State, the national champions.
The national champions and
Heuerman, I'm sorry.
And with Heuerman, there's a little bit of a projection here. Didn't really have the production as a pass catcher. Definitely more of a blocker at this point than than a receiver. But, you know, you can't coach 6'5", 254 pounds. You can't coach some of the attitude that he has as a blocker. He certainly is very decisive. What you'd like, but again, what you want to see more of him is you want to see more of him in the passing game. And I think he's got to kind of he's got to refine his technique as a pass catcher. But in general, there's some upside there, and he has the raw athleticism. If he can become a better receiver, he can be a good all-around tight end.
Yeah, this is something that we were kind of just talking about as we take a look into the Broncos war room there. You could see John Elway peacefully waited there looking as he saw the pick get announced. But we're talking about a guy in Jeff Heuerman out of Ohio State, the Broncos' third-round pick, 6'5", 255 pounds.